Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top matchup this weekend. Gonzaga and Baylor will be going at it for what could be the nation's top ranking. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you closer to the action with this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this clash. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet a dollar to win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of this great offer for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time to ask Ross. Ross, but before we get there, we didn't have a chance during Tucker's tape. I need to get your pick for the Penn State-Rutgers game. According to DraftKings, Penn State is now an 11.5-point favorite, and the over-under is at 54.5 points. What do you have for Penn State-Rutgers?
I like Penn State now. And I know Rutgers has played well, and they've gotten some big wins, but I just feel like Clifford looked so much more comfortable, Jim. I don't know what it was, but he just looked – so much more comfortable. I think they've got some momentum going into this game. They are the more talented team. And I just think Penn State's going to be able to take care of business in this one, coming off the Michigan win. I'll say Penn State, I think it's probably a similar score to last week, to be honest with you, Jim. I'll say Penn State 27-17, something just like that. Maybe the same score again.
All right, we'll take it. I'm going to give you the first question on Ask Ross from me, Ross. You mentioned about Sean Clifford being more comfortable. It seemed like it was a simplified passing game. Everything was underneath, quick to release the ball, underneath Parker Washington, as you mentioned, Isaac Lutz. Is that what was happening, and do you think that was part of what made things better for Sean Clifford or easier?
You know, without really studying the route combinations, Jim, it just seemed like he was getting the ball out of his hands faster. And I do think Kirk Shiraka worked to give him an answer, to give him an option underneath the whole game, if that makes sense. So he always seemingly had somewhere to go with the football. Whereas if you remember the first few games, it was like he didn't know where to go with the football. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and that was not the case. I mean, he looked confident, comfortable, like he knew where he wanted to go with the ball. He got the ball out on time. You didn't see him running around, trying to buy time, trying to play what, you know, some people call hero ball. It was none of that. It was professional quarterback play. It was veteran quarterback play.
And it was good to see resulted in no turnovers. All right, we talked so much offense. Let's look a little bit at defense with these first couple questions, Ross. David from Lancaster says, what have you seen from Jason Owe this year? He's yet to record a sack, but seems to always be around the quarterback and the ball.
Wow, I would not have known that about Owe not recording a sack. That are you sure about that? I feel like he's like knocked the ball out of quarterback's hands and stuff.
I think it's the case. He seems to have gotten a lot of quarterback pressures. He seems to be near there. He's, I believe, some tackles for loss. I don't think he has the sack.
Wow, that is interesting. I would not have known that. I thought he's played pretty well. I think he's been pretty disruptive. In fact, I feel like there's been a couple of games, Jim, where I told you he was like the one defender that stood out to me as being able to cause some havoc, being able to make some plays. So, I think he's done a nice job overall. Maybe not quite as impactful as you would like, but it's really his first time as a full-time starter too. He'll have an interesting decision to make because most things I've seen, Jim, have him projected as a first-round pick, which is kind of amazing that he could, you know, do that without having a sack potentially all year. But a lot of it's potential, a lot of it's ability, and he's got both of those in spades.
And he just has to learn not to jump off sides. All right, next up is Jeff from Washington, D.C. We're going to stay on the defensive side here, Ross. Penn State linebackers have underperformed this year. Many who are upperclassmen or former five-star recruits. Other than the linebacker U reputation, what separates Penn State from other schools in linebacker development, and could they benefit from bringing in a linebacker specialist coach into the program? He says a LaVar-like coach.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always helpful to have good coaching, but no one was complaining about the coaching last year when Micah Parsons was a first-team All-American and Jan Johnson was making a bunch of plays and Brown gets drafted in the NFL draft. Why am I blanking on number six's name right now from last year? Outside linebacker.
That's not Cam Brown?
Cam Brown, yeah, Cam Brown. I could not think of Cam's first name. But yeah, I don't remember anybody complaining about the linebacking coaching last year. You know, these guys did not get a spring ball, and none of them were overly experienced. I mean, they essentially have three new starters. Even though these guys have all played some, they were never the starters like Cam Brown, Jan Johnson, and Micah Parsons all were for multiple years. And I would say it's fair to be a little disappointed in those guys. I mentioned earlier that in particular, I thought Ellis Brooks would be better or do more. Luceda had a couple nice plays this game. Brandon Smith had a nice play this game. Lance Dixon has shown some things. So I think they're getting there. It's just taking them a little bit more time than we would have liked.
All right, next up is Steve from Columbia, Pennsylvania. He says, Ross, not looking to throw you a hanging curve, but you always talk about the different techniques for offensive line blocking. Can you explain to the layperson what those different techniques are, as we, for the most part, just see 300-pounders shoving one another? Love your segments on the show.
Well, thank you. Very kind. You know, I will say, Jim, these are the type of things that are probably tough to just describe without being able to demonstrate. The two things I will tell you are that, and by the way, this is important to note, Jim, there's no right or wrong. I had 9 offensive line coaches in my time in the NFL. And I played 7 years, by the way, so do the math on that. And I'm not using this as an excuse at all. But what I will tell you is it's like anything else in life. You know, the more you do it, the better you become. You become an expert. And so one of my strengths was being able to try to do the techniques that the coach wanted me to do to the best of my ability. But I never really got to stay one place with one coach long enough to master them. So I always wonder, Jim, like if Marty Schottenheimer didn't get fired after my rookie year, he had told me after the season he could see me starting the next year and we would have been in his offense and I had his techniques in a pretty good place. We would have ran the ball a lot. And I think I could have been a quality starter in the NFL for Marty Schottenheimer. But then in came Spurrier, and the techniques were totally different. And we were throwing the ball out of about 50 times out of empty. And I just couldn't hold up. Really, nobody could. That's why he got fired after 2 years. It's impossible to be throwing the ball 50 times out of empty like that. But what I would tell you is the two biggest things I would say, deal with your hands and the angles that you take. So there are some coaches that believe you should always be square. Everything should be square to the line of scrimmage, and you should be pushing the defender vertically backwards, and that you should be, everything's like hip to hip and square. Then there are others that believe you're better off getting on an angle as you're blocking the guy and blocking him on that angle, almost like a 45 degree angle. So those are two different philosophies. So if you watch Penn State, watch to see if they're all trying to keep their shoulders square and push back vertical, or are they getting on an angle and riding the guy on the angle? And I've talked about this before. Some believe in heavy hands and using your hands with force and power to knock people back. Some believe in using your hands to kind of pull the defenders into you and get as much of the surface of your body on the surface of their body as possible so that they're not able to get off of those blocks and make tackles. Those are the big ones. It would be usage of hands and the direction and angle of your shoulders.
Ross, I'll tell you what, let's remember during the off season, let's do a whole segment on technique, and maybe we'll have to set it up as a video podcast so we can see the techniques. All right, last question. Let's get Kent from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Ross, very much appreciate your insights, especially being a player and a commentator and understanding the game. Urban Meyer has said he had needed to adjust his game plan over the last few years because of personnel, different style quarterbacks, and so on. James Franklin talks about how the program has been successful and we need to stick to the game plan. At what point does a head coach to decide to adjust your strategy or your style depending on the players as opposed to sticking to one system?
Well, I would just say I know what James Franklin is saying, but that's not what they show. I mean, they definitely call different things for Will Levis than they do for Sean Clifford. And they definitely call different things for Kayvon Lee than they do for Devin Ford sometimes. So I think I know what James is talking about in terms of, you know, their general way of going about things. But they certainly tweak it based on who's playing certain positions, which I think is what Urban Meyer was talking about, like the difference between JT Barrett and Dwayne Haskins, for example.
Well, it's not always black and white. There's shades of gray in between there. All right, Ross, thank you very much. Everyone stick around. Bob and Andy will be back for quarter number four and our announcement of our winner. Stay tuned.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.